We hope that with the metaverse we build, with the world that we can build online, we can positively also maybe influence offline if we can create something nice.
This is the Telekom Electronic Beats podcast, the podcast for music, culture, and the new now.
Welcome to this episode of the Electronic Beats podcast. I'm Jack Self, and my guests today are Karina and Anne Britt from Trashy Muse. Trashy Muse is a creative agency and a metaverse community. Their work exists at the boundary of the real and the virtual, and today we're here to find out what all of this means and to explore some of the more exciting and exotic possibilities of our digital futures. Welcome.
Hi. Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much for being here. First of all, I think I'd like to ask, what is Trashy Muse?
Trashy Muse is a next-gen community brand and metaverse dedicated mainly to fashion and urban lifestyle.
What does that mean in practice? What types of work do you do?
In practice, it means we work as an agency. We produce for clients everything around immersive campaigns targeting next gen, means millennials, Gen Z and Gen Alpha. We do digital fashion for our clients. We produce metaverse virtual events in Web 3.0 and everything around immersive technology and newest communications.
You're mentioning immersive technology and the metaverse. I'm sure many people listening to this will have first been introduced to the metaverse very recently when Facebook announced its change to become Meta. But the metaverse is a much older concept than that. I wondered if you could tell us just a little bit, first of all, about what you mean by the metaverse and by immersive technologies.
Well, the metaverse is like, basically, it is you can walk into the internet. It's the internet. We everything digital. We had it in 2D before. Now we have it in 3D. So we can basically it's like a walkable internet. It's more or less like that. And immersive technologies we work with is 3D, AR, augmented reality, what you know from Instagram, face filters and 3D AR filters. That's what we do. That's also what we do for clients and also the virtual spaces, of course. So immersive technologies is something that you can do very well advertise with it because it lets you interact, it lets the consumer interact much more with the brand. And that's what we do for our clients.
Yeah, and what we love about immersive technology is that the physical world and the digital world can be crossed together. So we really love mixed media, means we really love when in the physical world we can bring digital aspects and also in digital worlds or experiences to bring offline experience. So we are kind of addicted to mixing both realities together in it.
It's very important for us to cross these two worlds because we think offline has advantages and online also has advantages. And to cross both of these, you can get the best out of it. So especially when it comes to digital fashion, for example, we're not for only digital fashion, but a mixture of both offline and online. That we think is the future. And
because we are a community brand, it's very important to us to cross all the borders. And that's why we have also our own metaverse, tamvr.io, where we can meet our global community from Trashy Muse in one spot to host events together, to do workshops, to have music events. And it's a great digital place where we can meet very easy with one click and there are no borders for communication for us and our community. So,
I'd love to come back to talk about your work in fashion in a minute, but since you mentioned TMVR Tech.io. Perhaps we could focus on that just a little bit more. You mentioned it as being an online space, or at least in my experience of it, it's somewhere between a social media platform and a publishing platform and a creative space. The people who are on it, I saw artists, designers, also journalists, gamers, musicians. Could you tell me a little bit about what made you decide to start this project?
I mean, we decided to start it already a few years ago when we did our first virtual avatar show in Paris during the Fashion Week 2019. We decided since the show, because we invited over 300 creators, which we created in during our offline show, but it was mainly digital creators in digital fashion. So we decided it was really challenging for us to get them all in one spot offline. And from this time, we figured out that we need a community spot where we can meet them digitally, really easy, accessible, but still within a touch of offline world.
Yeah. So, and in general, it's same like before, you know, crossing these worlds, bringing people together, is perfect for the metaverse, because we can, with the metaverse, create a kind of a world, our own world, with the values we have, at least online. There are a lot of things that we cannot do offline, but online we can do it. We can create our own rooms. We can have our own rules also. And the internet and the metaverse is allowing us to come together with people that we normally wouldn't come together with, or only in 2D. And it gives us the possibility to create a room, a world, or kind of universe, like a muse-versum, for like-minded people like us. And that's what we love about it, because normally we're always kind of in groups and separated, sexuality, religion, all these kinds that separate us, or borders. We can just, it's just eliminated in the metaverse.
And in an example, during our Paris Fashion Week 2019, we had a lot of creators, for example, from Brazil and even from India. So it was hard to fly over to Paris. And that's why we decided from this year, I mean, 2022, that we definitely want to host our digital fashion weeks in our metaverse, to give them more access also to our community, to all our Christian news creators, and also to our brand partners and all on the rest of our partners, so that they have an easier way to access the Christian news world and create amazing stuff together.
You've spoken about this as being a cultural space. It certainly has a kind of commercial relation as well, or a commercial possibility, both for the brands that you work with, but also for the creators that you were describing. Mm-hmm. But you've also just kind of mentioned TMVR.io, but also the metaverse more generally, as being or having a role in social change.
Definitely.
What sort of change do you hope will come about as a result of this?
Well, we hope that with the metaverse we build, with the world that we can build online, that we can positively also maybe influence offline. If we can create something nice, and also these communities that come together in these virtual spaces, they can also, of course, come together offline sometimes. So you can build a community. You can meet those like-minded people.
And also what we built inside our metaverse, from, like you said, from the creator economy perspective, that for example, for creators, our metaverse is for free to build up their spaces and everything, but brands in turn, they pay rent, but vice versa, they also support our creator community with their activities. Means the metaverse is working through the support of the brands faster for the whole community. We call it the power boost. Means they support the whole traffic through their renting for the whole community. And that was for us a very important aspect, that we can support creators through brands, because in general, what we know from Facebook and the most of the social media communities, everybody is of course equal, but it's very hard for smaller creators to get the same traffic as a big brand can push through ads. And that's why we changed in our metaverse, the philosophy that brands should support creators, and in exchange, creators give so much to brands all the time, from inspiration, from newest technology, inspiration, communication, and. So that's why we, decided to do it like this.
Our community, there are just so many talented, incredibly talented people, and we really want to give them a platform and also the opportunity to earn money with their talent.
That's an amazing concept, and I think really quite a radical inversion of existing digital platforms, as you were mentioning.
Yeah.
I mean, I think you're also talking about a form of inclusivity and equality in the metaverse. I have a very practical question, which is about how difficult it is to join or to be part of this. Perhaps some of our older listeners who might remember the beginning of the internet in the early or mid-1990s, there was quite a large learning curve in terms of HTML, then CSS, JavaScript, and other scripts, which made the kind of popularization of the internet quite a slow process. Are there big barriers for people to get into the metaverse?
It depends on the platform you use, but in our metaverse, TMVR.io, you can just do it from the desktop. It's accessible for everyone. I mean, it's something different. You can also go into it with VR glasses. Of course, it's a totally different experience, something else, you know. But theoretically, everyone can enter it on the desktop.
Our metaverse is very easy to join because we decided to do it open source. All our metaverse is built on an open source code. And that's why you don't need an app. So it's very, very easy to use. It was very important for us to have an easy access for our community and our clients. Yeah,
because that's also part of inclusivity for us, you know. Metaverse is really cool, but if most of the people cannot enter it, it doesn't make sense. That everyone should be able to enter it and to experience this new possibilities. Yeah.
And do you think those barriers are coming down over time? Of course, we've seen now the rise of smartphones. I believe more than 85% of the planet now has a 4G connection. So we're seeing internet speeds rise and technology improve generally. Do you think that it's getting easier to be a creator as part of this virtual world?
Yes, because what we think in near future, it will be the metaverses will be where you will not need in future like even 3D knowledge. Everything will be more modular, where you can just built with the assets which will be delivered from the metaverse program. So it's similar to Sims. You don't need always, like Sims game or Zepeto, you don't need to be a digital creator. You can be just a creator or a user who can access it. But there are already the wall words, items where you can do your customization. But it's everything already upfront developed by the software. And that's in which direction we want also to go, where we give access to digital creators who work in Unreal or Blender. But at the same time, we want to give also just normal access to creators, no matter if it's a boomer or millennial or even Gen Z, who can just enter and play with 3D items, assets, and build something nice too, but without knowledge of 3D rendering and everything around it.
Again, easy access and inclusivity. It's one of our main basic thoughts and what's really important for us.
I'd like to come back and talk a bit more about digital fashion.
Mm-hmm.
Trashy Muse began in 2016, and back then, the scope for digital fashion was really small, and you've had a very important role in its expansion and in its popularization. But in a way, I would like to start by asking what made you want to work in this field, and when you started to think about the intersection of the digital and the real in its relation to fashion.
With Fashion Muse, we started 2012, and with digital fashion 2016, because we figured out, I mean, for me personal, I couldn't find really nice sci-fi cosplay outfits for myself. And sometimes when you feel not so confident in your skin, and some items are, for example, too tight and everything, I wanted to have like more items who are more inclusive and diverse, and also fits to me no matter how I feel in my own skin. So we figured out that it's easier to do your own digital fashion, to be like zero gender size, zero ageless, and everything, and yeah, being more creative, feeling more wool in your skin, and having also easier access to content for your social media without spending so much money, as you know, when you buy a Gucci bag or a Gucci dress, Prada, and everything. So as young entrepreneur, it's always not easy also to change your daily outfit base and shopping like luxury items, but you still want to keep it creative and being still sustainable. And and that's why, I mean, for me personally, that's why I decided it's cool being more creative, creating your items with your community, and having every day special creative content, and having also amazing and sustainable footprint, because you don't need to send the clothes back because you wear it only once for your Instagram picture. But at the same time, you are very creative in this process, and still, having every day new looks. And yeah,
for me, it was personally. I was always working in fashion, also before, also in advertisement, and there was it was always the same kind of way. And Karina also, I think, felt the same. And we were just waiting for something that's special, that's like an add-on, that's more flexible and variable. And and that started with augmented reality, because it was just so creative, and the fascination of adding another layer to your actual reality, and being creative with that. Also, not having those limits, like physical limits or texture limits, like you normally have in fashion. So this incredible freedom of creativity in this field. This was something that drew us in. So, yeah.
And what also inspired us, that there were so many 3D creators and 3D fashion creators who were open to cooperate with us. And that's why also Trash News started more being dedicated to fashion, because through this amazing experience for ourselves, we figured out that the whole community is so passionate about fashion, but they want also to change the process offline, because we want to show that virtual fashion is also more sustainable, but at the same time you can make real fashion also more sustainable, in the way when we not produce too much clothes only for an Instagram shot, but at the same time we can wear amazing digital fashion, and in real we can wear more quality fashion where we know it's also produced
sustainably,
yeah. And with a different behavior, with a different mindset, which many already of the next gens having.
I would love to talk more about social values, yeah, and their change, particularly mm-hmm. around fashion. But perhaps we could also touch on how it is you started to collaborate with brands, and maybe talk about some of the projects that you've done in the domain of digital fashion.
Well, we were working in advertisement also before, and always like lifestyle, fashion, beauty. And so naturally, through the agency work, we also started to work with brands. But it slowly developed because it took a lot of, we had to do a lot of education to people, especially before Corona, why we're doing what we do. So I remember the first fashion show in 2019, the world's first avatar show. Before, people were looking at us like we were aliens. They were like, okay, why the fuck would you need that? Like, it's digital clothes. You cannot even wear them. So, And after Corona, all this stuff, metaverse, digital fashion, it made much, and augmented reality and digital fashion also for using that stuff for advertisement just made much more sense because people understood, okay, that's why I need that.
And since we changed our also external communication and we transformed more and more to community brand, brands started to book us. Yeah, as a community brand means we always involved now not only creators from our in-house team, but at the same time also from the world communities to give a touch of the trash music DNA. So, and it's what brands need because it's mostly what happens to more brands that they having in their marketing strategy. They do, of course, social media management, but not exactly community management. And we are a very strong community dedicated to fashion and urban lifestyle. So they want, like, visually to imagine, like, part of our cake. And it's easier if you do it through a campaign with our creators as co-creations through Trash News. And that's why, it's a great add-on for brands if they want to target next gen and having also an attractive traffic and interest from our community. They co-create with us and our creators together campaigns, for example, to leverage the newest products of next gens, or like we did with Electronic Beats, for example, the NFT co-creation to show the new era of the metaverse. And with Doc Martens was a challenge for the new drop of the boots, Tarek and Audric. They asked us to leverage the latest next-gen trends from Berlin in a digital-filled campaign, symbolizing a collective of digital future that stands for creativity, self-expression, and unmatched innovation. And it was like also a mirror of our Fresh Muse community, and together with all our creators, we did it together. So we don't work anymore like as a classy advertising agency. It's always co-created with our creators, with our community, and that's very important for us to involve them in our process, to push all the time the Fresh Muse DNA together with them because they are us and we are them. Yeah.
So it's a huge add-on for brands that we have this big community behind us, and also through that entrance to a huge pot of really talented and creative people from different fields, you know. So that's a big add-on for them, and it's getting more and more important. Community is getting more and more important.
And it's a strong add-on not to lose the connection to youth culture, and it's the biggest struggle for big brands, how can we target them? How can we get their real attention span and interest? How can we be connected, not only through marketing, but with the soul? And this is what we do through our immersive technology, which we offer to clients where they can meet our creators and community in the metaverse during the live event. They can talk in real. There are not chatbots. There are real humans behind it. So you have a really live interaction with people, and it's where brands started to change their also mindset. They can't not only post nice pictures, but they also need to be more proactive to do something for their communities to get attracted by them, to get in touch with them, clothe them, so that it doesn't work more like before, only nice pictures for a like. It should be like more real.
In TMVR, Dot.io, you mentioned that there is a reversal of the commercial relationship between brands and creators, where brands are in effect supporting cultural production. Yes. When you're talking about your community and this network of creators and the relationship that they might have with a brand, I think one thing that comes to mind is the importance of preserving authenticity and of maintaining a sense of the creators as having independence and autonomy. It seems like you're also reversing the traditional advertising model by having brands support your community of creators.
Yeah.
Is that the case?
Definitely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
Yes. But it's exactly where also our name coming from. Even when we started 2012 with Trash Muse, it was already our intention to trash the conventional advertising and also the environment of the work culture. And that's why we decided, no matter how difficult it is for us as a young startup, we want to integrate it in our DNA and also only to attract like-minded investors, partners, brands, and community who are going to support this value, because otherwise, when nobody does the first step, it will never change. So that's why it was our intention to, include this philosophy in our metaverse,
We often say like Trashy Muse is more kind of a lifestyle. So that's what we mean. We want to, when we say also online world maybe can positively influence offline world, that's our aim, that maybe we can change something, be it working differently together, doing marketing differently together, change something in fashion industry together. So yeah, maybe there's coming something positive also for the offline world.
We see already the changes when you read the McKinsey statistics. Already also the sustainable footprint through digital fashion, because people, even big retailers, now transforming their e-commerce shops partially with a digital fashion try on, means you don't need to buy the item and send it back just to try on. You already do it through augmented reality technology. And at the same time, the lot of offline events are now digitally, means no flights and everything. And it's everything from online influence now offline, and offline influence now online, but it's getting more and more balanced what we see. Of course, it's for people now hard to understand, and we feel quietly that we are not so free, because it's not so easy to fly over now to you to China or somewhere else. But at the same time, we figured out, I mean, for me personally, that I'm even now more connected to people. I would even not even scout before online, because I will travel now to some fashion trades, to fashion weeks, and I would not have time. But digitally, I met through so many metaverse events, also not only in our metaverse, but through digital metaverse festivals from other companies. I met so many people who become now real friends, and where we, of course, we didn't meet now in real, but we see ourselves through camera, and we have eyes contact, and it's such an amazing people feeling that there are a huge amount of like-minded people who want a similar change like us, and who are brave enough to join us, to do the baby steps for a huge long-term change. And and that's why it's what we're doing is what we really love and where we identify with it, and otherwise we could not do it. That's why we are also not a typical advertising agency. It's always in the Trash News DNA, and we always curate the content and creators where we think it's accessible for everybody, but we still prefer if they are like-minded. So
it's a kind of lifestyle, and also style of working that we have, that we're trying to
achieve
in every field we go to.
We seem to be going through a period where popular approaches to aesthetics mm-hmm. and to art and creation are changing very rapidly. And there's quite a big divide between older forms yeah. of working, older corporate approaches, and perhaps some of the new digital approaches that you see in your community and that one sees on the internet more broadly. And I was just wondering about the activities of Trashy Muse and whether you find it difficult to convince brands to adopt these new ways of working, because you've had a lot yeah. of success in this field.
To be honest, it was more difficult before Corona. I mean, yeah. because they were even too lazy. They said metaverse will come in the next 10 years, maybe, but now it is still all the trades will be offline and all the events. But since Corona, because they're quite limited in the traveling and all the aspects and the rest, they being forced to move with a chain. It's like with the computers before, they were big and now they're so tiny and flat. And that's why what's happening also now to the big corporates, when they don't move forward now, they disappear very quick because so many new brands are getting so fast popular and also working on their brand culture and community marketing, and bigger conservative brands, they fear that they're losing the connection to the youth culture, which is now the next gen who is very active in metaverse, in gamification and digital fashion movement. And that's why they are more really very open to join, but they're very slow in the, for example, in the execution. Means they're very carefully because of the stakeholders and everything. So it's much more slower, but still moving forward as in compared to 2019 or 2016. So it's a huge change. And also what we see from them, where they see their success, the e-commerce numbers are getting high. So means the whole sales conversion rate and also the activities through the changes which they started to include in their company are moving in the positive direction. So they see really real results if they do it. So that's why they adapt. And we for us now, it's not a big deal, I mean, to acquire big brands. I mean, mostly also brands getting in touch with us through, because we get a lot of press and also a lot of attention through our co-creations. But yes, I mean, it's for us, it's like
lucky when you're actually unlucky. Yeah.
I would like to ask you a little bit about your idea of the future, or Trashy Muse's idea of the future. And you have spoken before about a hybrid coexistence of the virtual and the physical worlds, which can make our world a better place. I wondered if you could say a little bit more about that.
Well, in general, also, I mean, we're soon also launching our eMag, and there we also talk a lot or we have articles about what kind of technologies are already there on the market. And we want to educate and introduce this to people, because we think it's important that they know that some stuff exists, technologies that can really make our world already more sustainable, especially. And that's really important for us, that we show people this possibilities, because there's really a lot of technologies which can help us already to make this especially sustainably a better planet, and most of the people just don't know about it. So we think it's important to show them that, and show them also, take them the fear of progress, because a lot of people think that with technology, it's, they have this after a couple apocalypse thoughts. But we don't think like that. Technology is a good thing when you responsibly use it, you know, but it's on us humans how we want to use it. So technology itself is not bad, but people can be. So we have to just be we want to educate people to know about these things and also be able to be responsible about technology.
And how we imagine the Trashy Muse in the future, that like Amrit described, coexisting in the digital and physical world at the same time. And in my personal opinion, it's also cool what we told before is like being independent of any ethnicity, religion, sexuality, and all the other reasons. And that's why we will do in near future more and more events, but also not only dedicated to fashion and urban lifestyle. We, of course, think long term, and we want to show that even virtual reality helps in cases of VR medicine and other topics, also psychology issues. And we will definitely getting on board more and more experts from all these areas, no matter if it's nutrition, but also medicine, at the same time crossing them with technology experts and providing to our community workshops, educating, experiencing it. And we want to show more that it's not only about a cool lifestyle and being only creative, but that it also can heal us and long-term bringing our mindset into the next level. I mean,
I think that sounds like an incredible vision.
Yeah.
How do we avoid copying the structures and frameworks from our existing world into the virtual?
Yeah.
I mean, you've spoken a little bit about online avatars and identity. Is this one of the main ways in which we can avoid copying the existing structures that we disagree with?
I mean, it already starts what we told before, of course, avatars, but I want to get to the other point back is, for example, that brands support creators, because in general, creators working for brands, but they don't have so much from it. So always in pain. And with the example of avatars, which you said, it makes easier for many people, like becoming more confident and having a double role. So it can have a positive but also a negative impact. And that's why where Trash Muse, where we see ourselves also as creator to guide this community and having like a healthy relationship, because even in a digital world, there are a lot of toxic things like we see in the offline world, but you can only avoid them if you develop through infrastructures, a culture which keep it always in balance. So you need a lot of courage until people feel it by themselves, till they become really like-minded or join like-minded people. That's why, it's a very difficult question to answer. If it's only through avatars, it's through the whole ecosystem and starting from public events, that it's accessible for everybody, even if they come from different niche, but over then through curation and education. So, when we see the example with Decentraland, with real estate, it's becoming now in like an offline world. Small creators can't buy like a real estate because it's already too expensive even to buy an online real estate there. And that's why we at Trash Muse want to make it more accessible even there. We don't want to deal, for example, with real estates like in the offline world, that they are like too over expensive to push something like a fake economy bubble to do it more famous. Here we think also more in the community direction, and even our like renting prices for brands are still very low in compared to other metaverses, because even in this digital real estate niche, we want to keep it very inclusive, no matter if it's brands or sponsor partners, so that it's still easy to access, easy to pay, not too over expensive, and
when we reverse, or when you talk about the reversal of brands and creators, so that brands are now supporting creators in a more active way, I'm reminded of perhaps the change which occurred during the Renaissance when the church stopped being the primary form of, let's say, sponsorship for artistic production.
Yeah.
And we started to see wealthy patrons take over, which of course created a completely different concept of of art and culture and an entirely new world. Do you think we're going through a new renaissance today?
Yeah, it's a nice comparison, actually. I like that.
That's why also many creators put in their bios like neo-renaissance, because it's now, the neo-renaissance of before, of the past, and that's what we see, and that's why all those technologies and new communication ways are working so well, because it's moving into like, creator economy direction. So the whole business structures and the whole old bridges which we see now are like, breaking down. But we as Fresh News, we want being like a plug-in. We want not kick off the old world and make it better, like
it's about the balance.
Some gurus, we want being the bridge and connecting it together and showing something between is a nice balance, not to ignore both words, both values, because past history is part of us and new history we should develop based on past history and now what we're learning from now on, and that's how we think and work in our community.
What we don't want to say is that we're doing everything right, but definitely we're also doing mistakes and that, but we're really trying it with the best intense what we do, and really just trying to be to make this world together with the digital world maybe a bit of a better version. That's all we can say. We're all humans, but that's what we're trying to achieve with the best intentions. Yeah.
And the best use cases for us, even like Trash News, where we see digital really influence us and offline words influence us too. And with this Trash News metamorphosis itself, we see how we each time become more and more confident in what we're doing through meeting like-minded people, but through that our community adapting the technology where we think it's easier for all of us, and not to ignore also the offline values which we still have. And this empowers us like to move forward and doing baby steps, but moving in the direction where we feel confident and where we see it's also a great impact also for our community, because we get a daily response as feedback, and we see every day we grow and becoming more balanced and not in a competition like before with other studios, other creators. It's becoming more and more balanced and connected together to each other.
And I think that's also important for our creators, for our community and what they recognize in working with us, and that's why they like that, and being with us is we know the struggle, and they realize that, and because we've been through it, that's something that's I think also very important.
Yeah.
I think that's a wonderful place to end the interview with a great message of hope as well.
Yeah, definitely.
I think in this case, I just want to thank you both for your time today.
Thank you.
And thank you for this interview. I've really enjoyed it.
We too. Thank you very much.
It was a really cool experience.
Great. Thank you. That's it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed the show. A reminder that all our other episodes are available on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. And you can subscribe to make sure you never miss a show. Thank you and goodbye.